The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Eve needs our help here right now because she sees it unfolding in front of her that her in-laws may be breaking up because Jason Momoa has entered the chat and has been chatting with her mother-in-law, quote unquote. Hey, Eve, good morning. You were on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
So Jason Momoa is the problem, huh?
Apparently.
What's going on?
So my mother-in-law actually did file for divorce this year. She was married for over 40 years. And when Jason Momoa came in the picture, or not really the picture, but just messaging, they fell in love and she filed for divorce.
Oh, wow. Wait, this is all happening. Hold on. This is happening so fast.
So, yeah, Jason Momoa, in quotations,
right,
is Facebooking, is Facebook messaging her mother-in-law, and she fell in love with him and divorced her husband of 40 years.
You're kidding me. And she really thinks that that's Jason Momoa?
Yes. No matter how much my husband and I try to tell her otherwise, she is dead set on it.
Now,
she thought she was dating Vin Diesel first.
Oh, but, wow. She's going through.
She's going through Hollywood.
I know.
So wait a second. There had to be, before we even dive into this more, there had to be more problems in this marriage than just Jason Momoa hitting her up on Facebook.
Well, I mean, my father-in-law could not have been easy to live with. I couldn't have lived with him.
Okay.
But, you know, that's another thing, but just to drop somebody after 40 years.
Yeah.
For someone you've never even met in person, it's just crazy.
Sure. Okay. So they're divorced now because of quote unquote Jason Momoa?
Yes, but her ex-husband now has no idea why she filed for divorce.
So
he has no idea about this relationship.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jason Momoa Facebooks her. They fall in love. She's now gotten a divorce, and now he's taken her, I'm assuming, for a significant amount of cash.
Yes. So she did a quick divorce and agreed to $20,000 in the divorce. He was able to, or she gave him access to her account.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He told her he needed $8,000 to fix his private jet. She sent him $8,000.
What?
And then he started sending her cash through the mail to deposit into their joint Bitcoin account. So I think he sent her a total of like $16,000. And then he has spent her whole $20,000 in divorce. She's still living in the house with her ex-husband, but he's now given her a deadline to get out. But she has no money.
Because she's giving it all to Jason Momoa.
And get this.
Exactly.
Last night I'm talking to Eve, and he's spent her $20,000 plus the $16,000. He's smart. He gives her cash, but he ends up spending the cash. So on top of the $20,000, he spent that $16,000 as well. So he's like playing human roulette where he's getting 2-to-1 playing this woman.
Your mother-in-law is roughly how old?
Late 60s.
Late 60s.
Yes.
So what can we do to help here? I mean, it seems I don't even know what questions to ask because it seems so outrageous that anybody would ever believe that this could be a real story. Right?
It happens all the time. I mean, it really does happen all the time, and it's sad. And like, yeah, you can joke about it, but at the same time, like, they're preying on older people, and you would think law enforcement could get involved in some capacity, but I don't know what the charge is there.
It's still the wild, wild west out there when it comes to this kind of thing, you know?
I feel like the only thing you could do to help is to actually prove to her that it's not him, and I don't know how you do that.
We get in touch with Jason Momoa.
Himself.
Right, and say, hey, this is the real Jason Momoa. Stop giving fake Jason Momoa money.
Yes. I wonder if we could do that.
Wait, that's actually really smart.
He actually seems like a really, really nice guy. I don't, like, if we send him messages, though, I think he'd probably think it was a joke.
I do know somebody that knows him.
Really?
My friend, Fortune Feimster. No lie, she was driving through the desert. I think it was in California. And there's this buff guy with long hair broken down on the side of the road. It was Jason Momoa.
What?
And she saved him on the side of the road. So they know, and she's in Hollywood. She knows him. I could send her a message and see, hey, can you get this message to him?
Seriously, you should try.
Yes.
Picking up a hot, sweaty, dirty Jason Momoa on the side of the road sounds like the dream I had last night.
All right, so give us 24 hours here, Eve. I didn't know this part of the connection that Tommy might have with Jason Momoa, but that would be pretty random if we could actually get him to make the call and say, hey, I know you might feel a little silly here, but this is the real Jason Momoa, and I don't need your cash.
She'll still think she was dating Vin Diesel, though.
What's that, Eve?
That would probably be the only way to convince her, because I have tried everything. I've sent her Reddit, like, links.
Yeah.
Showing where everybody has been scammed by the same name. And she's just like, oh, those people are so naive. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, we're going in. Tommy, you got a homework assignment. Talk to your friend. See if she can somehow, some way link us up.
I'm on it.
Okay, thank you. All right, Eve, we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thanks so much, you guys.
Craziness. Chris, because you more than anybody else on the show likes potty humor.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's right down your alley, right?
Dude, I get so many people sharing fart videos with me on Instagram. It's ridiculous. And everybody share me all the different animal farts. I've gotten that one like 20 times, so I'm good to go.
I think Mo and I share this. We are not the ones that normally talk about farts. We don't really like talking about poop at all. We don't fart in front of our significant others.
Nope.
It's just, you know what? It just takes the intimacy right out of things. While 100%. There are others that are like, no, tell me about it. It makes me closer to you, right? All right, so I got an embarrassing one for you. So, you've heard about these athletic greens?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody seems to be on right now, right? They're just greens that you put into, like, whatever. And you're supposed to get all your vegetables and fruits and, like...
So it's not a green juice. It's actually, like, a powder that you put in stuff.
It's a powder and it makes it a green juice, right? But it's all your veggies, like, in one little thing, right? Well, you know I have a very sensitive stomach.
Yeah, you do. You got a very sensitive tum-tum.
Super sensitive stomach. I can't believe I'm sharing this with you guys.
Bird has tummy issues.
Really bad tummy issues my whole life, which is why I don't like eating, right? So, and I certainly don't like sitting down and eating a whole bunch of vegetables, so put it in a scoop, I'm in. So I started taking this thing, and I'm not proud to say this, but the gas that I have had.
Oh, really?
the gas that this has produced.
The stench or the amount?
Stench.
That's not such a specific question.
Well, I mean, those are two different things.
Like, this is not my butt.
Yeah.
This can't be my butt. This is almost like the equivalent of when you ever seen a dog fart and then have no idea what happened and looks behind him like, yeah. What was that? This is the smell equivalent of that. And it's been so bad. I have never had this happen before in my life. So... yesterday, I'm running some errands, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm in my truck by myself, so I fart.
Yep.
In the truck, and it reeks in there. I'm like, what is going on in here? What is happening?
Who's in here with me?
So, I park the truck, right? I get out. I go into Target. I'm in there for 15 minutes. I come back to my truck, I open the door, the fart is still there. How is that possible? 15 minutes later.
later, still like, hey, like, open the door for me. Hey, come on back.
Wow.
Like, I am never going to get lost ever again if I stay on this, because I will just follow the smell of my butt.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever farted in the car, and it stayed in there when I got back.
Yeah. Yeah, this was, it might have been two errands. I'm not really sure. It just wasn't going away.
So when you farted initially, you didn't roll the windows down to get rid of it or nothing?
You just sat in it?
I think
I did.
Just sat in it?
I actually think I did. Oh, yeah, okay. I think I put both windows
still
down.
Was in there?
Oh, my God. I think it jumped into the back seat and said, I'm going to hang out here for a little while. And then I rolled my windows up when I went into Target, and then I came back out and opened it up, and wow, hit me right in the face. So, I'm like, look at you still here.
Yeah.
Look at us.
It's a weird, proud moment. When your fart is so rank, you have to roll the windows down in the car.
Proud, huh?
Yeah, it's only happened to me once, right? Because normally I can handle my own stench. It's actually like kind of comforting. It's like familial, you know? Yeah.
Is it really?
I don't mind. I like my.
Cassie's in the same boat. She's just slight, just a little bit less proud of hers than you are in this category.
No, I like it. Now, there are some times where I've got those kinds, and I've cleared a dance floor before, and that is not, that is not fun. It was at a frat party. Sorry, everybody. I guess the rum shotter hit the wrong way. But otherwise, I don't know. It's not like I want to, like, sniff it up, is something, like, weirdly comforting or familiar. Like, when you remember your childhood, a memory, and you're like, oh, that's kind of what it feels like.
Like, you're like, oh, that's my butt.
So I'm the only person that walks away, like, from your own fart?
Oh, no, I sit in it.
Oh, my God. Do you really? You will just purposely sit in it?
This is the woman who can't handle basic perfumes, but your butt stench?
Yeah, it's mine. That's fine.
This is the dumbest conversation.
Except for that one time, which will live in infamy. This is early on dating Bart, right? And we were driving from North Carolina to Kentucky, and I had eaten something that will remain nameless because I don't want to call them out on the air, but every time I eat this food, it does a little something to my tum-tum. And I had an excessive amount of this. We were in the car, and he was driving, and I was in the passenger seat, and we had the dog in the back seat. And I was ripping them left and right, and they were so foul. Like, Bart was coughing, and his eyes were watering. We're driving home for Thanksgiving, and it was freezing outside. But he was like, F you and how cold you are. He was rolling down both windows, and then he'd roll them back up, and I'd rip it again. And he'd be like, Christian! And he'd have to roll the windows back down. I was laughing so hard. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. And, I mean, for like a solid 20 minutes. Like, I couldn't. Because, I mean, I wasn't going to sit there and hold a fart for an eight-hour drive back to Kentucky. So I had to release the demons, and there was nowhere else to do it.
You don't even do like a little sample fart just to make sure it's okay for it's family friendly?
A
little one just to go like, okay, that's bad. I can't do a full one.
Oh, dude, yes.
Little test
them. Little test them.
Yesterday.
I do it all the time.
I do not test. We don't have, there's no time for tests. We don't do tests here. But it happened, it was yesterday. Jimmy was sitting in my lap on the bed, and I know exactly what I ate. It was the ramen for sure that did it. It wasn't the stench. It was like the loudness and the forcefulness of it. And Jimmy's sitting on my lap, and I do it. And even Jimmy turned around and looked at me, and then Bart, and I was pointing at Jimmy. He's like, absolutely not. And I was like, it's me.
I had this long flight last week, right? It was like a 10-hour flight. You ever been on a flight and you smell somebody's fart? And you start to get pissed because it's so bad because you can't figure out who it is.
Yes, all the time.
That's how I was too. So I'm looking around and I'm just doing like a FBI profile on who it could be. Like, this dude, I bet. This guy right here who's been eating all this airplane food right here. This is the guy. I've wanted to like kick the back of his chair, but it was all circumstantial evidence.
I know that feeling very well.
We just talked about farts for 7 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We just got paid for that, you guys.
The Bird Show.
Being single has different levels to it. Just because you say you're single, you're not all similar.
What are the levels? Like sad, sadder, and most sad?
That's only 3. You got another 7 to go.
The saddest of all time?
Let's see which one of these levels you think is the saddest of all time, all right? Okay. This is from an influencer, Eb Tilly, on Instagram. The 10 levels of singles.
His misnomer about being single is that, like, all single is the same. It's not. There's levels to this. Level 1, you say you're single, but you're still pining over your ex-boyfriend or on a break from him. Level 2, you downloaded the dating apps. Level 3, you're actually using the dating apps and going out with your friends at least once a week. Friends, I mean girlfriends. And dressing up for said occasion. Level 5, you realize the dating apps are and join some social league as a compliment to using the dating apps in order to meet somebody. Level 6, you tried church. Level 7, after hearing all of your married friends tell you that, you know, you just have to keep swiping. It's a numbers game. You threw yourself into the dating apps and went on 4 dates a week, only to realize that drinking 4 nights a week plus going out with your friends is exhausting. Level 8, you gave up and deleted all the apps. Level 9, you start seriously considering all of your exes as options and drunk texting them on the regular. Level 9 can be inserted at any point along the process. And finally, level 10, you will not go on a date no matter how many times they ask you, even if they buy you flowers, even if they paid you. After all that, that's when, allegedly, you meet him.
10. Where are you at?
I'm somewhere between deleted all of the apps and will not go on a date even if you paid me. So, spinsterhood.
I feel like it's the, I don't know what the percentage of success stories are on dating apps, but I feel like it's almost like hitting the lottery. Like if you know, you've seen in the news that somebody's going to hit the lottery. Someone hits it and they're rich and their life changes forever. But there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people that don't hit the lottery. But that one gives you this sense of like, okay, I can hit the lottery too. That's what's happening with dating apps.
I know a lot of people have success on the dating apps. And the thing is, once you meet somebody on the apps, you forget about the years that you spent on them with no luck. And so then when people ask, how did you meet? You're like, oh my gosh, we met on Hinge. You've got to get on the apps. It's the best. And you just conveniently forget the years of misery that it caused you because you found your person on the apps that one random Tuesday.
So you want to believe when you tell everybody in the family that you are pregnant, everybody's going to be stoked. So excited. Not in this case. Her sister-in-law chewed her out for getting pregnant. So what she's supposed to do now, we're bringing in a professional for this one in a second.
All right. So here is the email we received where we were like, yep, we're calling in a professional. Mm-hmm. Hi, Bird Show. Longtime listener and love you all. I am married to the best husband. We just found out I'm pregnant. I'm 40 years old. So it was a little bit of a surprise as we weren't actively trying to get pregnant. I was actually told by my gynecologist that I have a low probability of conceiving. Surprise! Well, I am a person in recovery from alcohol. I went into treatment last year, went to sober living, and worked a solid, and I'm working a solid program in AA. I have 7 months clean and sober with no thoughts of ever drinking again. My family and mother-in-law have been super supportive of my journey in recovery. We are all looking at the news of my pregnancy as a beautiful and precious blessing. Enter the evil sister-in-law. She is a new mom, and her husband and her have been trying to conceive for some time. Their child is only 7 months old. We decided to tell close family that we're expecting and broke the news to everyone separately. My sister-in-law came to the house yesterday with her baby, and we sweetly told her we were expecting. Her face totally changed to a reddish hue and asked us if we were joking. We were a little taken aback, and I said, "Are you mad?" And she said, "Would it matter?" And my husband and I looked at each other in shock. Then she pointed at me and said, you think you'd be a good mom?
Ooh.
Answer the question.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, yes, wow. I plan to be. Still in shock as to how condescending she was to us. Then she said, with an eye roll, you're in early recovery, so this is a horrible idea. I stood up and just walked upstairs bawling. My husband told her to leave. Then she asked my mother-in-law what she said to us, and she told her that she was very happy for us. So she took her baby and stormed out. This happened yesterday afternoon. Here's how I look at it. Yes, I'm a person in early recovery. I have a sponsor, went through treatment, and have stayed sober. I continue to work a program of recovery every day, and I'm so grateful to have had the courage to work on it for a better life for myself and my family. My husband and I were not bragging or anything remotely close to that. We expressed that we were surprised and a little scared because we thought it would never happen. But she took all of my insecurities about who I am and how I'll be as a mom and threw them right in my face. My husband and mother-in-law say she probably will not apologize and is too proud and defiant to say she was ever wrong. She really dampened what was supposed to be a happy occasion. Any advice on how to move forward from this? Sincerely, a nervous, quote-unquote, unfit mother.
So I am certainly not a professional, but I would definitely diagnose the sister-in-law with bitch.
I will co-sign on that. Dr. Weiss, I think that's a very astute observation and a proper diagnosis.
Yeah, we looked at this and we're like, okay, we got to bring Jessica in. All right, Jessica, where do we even start with this one?
I have so many thoughts on this one. First, I want to start with how she signed the email. Let me tell you that I have a kiddo that's almost 11 and a kiddo who's almost 8. And I worry every day about being an unfit mother. Welcome to the club, sister. Like, just embrace that. Like, it is part of it. Second, you know, I don't think this is about her. To me, it's about her sister-in-law is struggling with her own insecurities that are clearly getting projected onto her. I like to say, listen, you are not the main character in other people's stories. They are the main character. Do not make yourself the main character in her story,
which is
what she is doing right now. I also think you have a lot of control here, my dear. Like, you are giving this woman so much power. This is an exciting, amazing time in your life. And congrats, because you are having a child that you thought you would never have. Do not let her take this moment away from you. You have control. I would also say, I think AA is one of the most amazing programs. I think the 12 steps could be used for anybody and everybody in our world. Lean into those supports. I can guarantee there's somebody within that program who has experienced an insecurity with recovery and becoming a new parent. I'll also say the best mothers have been through their own stuff. And that's what makes them great, because they have compassion. They have empathy for others. They understand things that the average person does not. I think she's already 10 steps ahead of her sister-in-law because of the struggles that she has gone through and is continuing to go through.
So, Jessica, let me ask you this. As a licensed therapist, how does she handle it moving forward with the sister-in-law? Does she bring it up at all? Does she ignore it?
I would ignore it. Truly, this woman does not seem like she is capable of having a conversation. If she comes to you and says, listen, I want to apologize for how I handled that situation. Well, that might be an opportunity then to talk about it. But she does not seem like she is open to conversation. I also want to say really quick for the sister-in-law, a part of me wonders if she has her own postpartum stuff going on. So yes, diagnosing as a bitch, I agree with you. But then the other, like, that's like the personal Jessica, the clinical Jessica is like, maybe she's got her own postpartum stuff going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, looking at this from her standpoint, of course her feelings are going to be hurt, because that was such harsh and hurtful things to say. And she's absolutely entitled to feel sad about it. But I 100% agree with you. It's like, you can't let somebody else's reaction control how, affect how you feel. So you dust yourself off. She already knows
she already knows she hurt your feelings. I mean, when you ran out the room crying and went upstairs, she knows what she said was hurtful and that she hurt your feelings. So I agree with you also that having a conversation, you can't reason with somebody who cannot be reasoned with. It's just like banging your head against a wall. Why would you put yourself through that? So at this point, focus on the blessing. Focus on yourself, because that's what you should do, and let sister-in-law deal with whatever she's got going on.
Amen. Amen to that.
The Bird Show.
All right, so I have heard through the grapevine that a girl of a friend of mine is doing something that I think is really kind of dangerous. I understand why she's doing it because of past history, but I think she is putting herself and she is putting the dudes that she is going out with in danger, okay? So she has a history, an odd history, of dating guys that have an aggressive behavior. Like, not violent necessarily, just jealous, toxic, possessive dudes.
Okay.
And she can't really understand why it's happening, but it's happening so often that it is sort of, for whatever reason, her type. Now, you don't know this when you go into the relationship, but she finds out, and all of them have like the same thing in common, where they are just overly protective, aggressive, and jealous. And it has gotten to a point, and it's gotten so serious in some of these relationships, that she is really gun shy, that she just doesn't have the right antenna to be able to identify it anymore. So her way of handling it now is, on a first or second date, when she's out with the dude, she will purposely flirt with other guys to see what his reaction is going to be to the guy and to her while they are out.
That feels
so dangerous to me.
I don't think it's a really healthy way to kick off a relationship either.
Now, I know where she's coming from.
I get it.
I can see where she's coming from. She's got some baggage here. So her idea is, look, let me kind of test this guy without him even being known, without him knowing that he's being tested, and at least I can save myself time in the long run.
Well, I don't even see what the win would be there, because like, you're hoping that the guy would just not care, and then that would be him passing the test if he kind of just was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, just sit with him in traffic for like an hour and see what happens. That to me is the better option.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that you mention it, you are kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you don't do anything about it at all, maybe she's going to... I think, and again, I don't know her, that if you're going to err here, she would rather you err on the side of not doing anything at all and just taking the high road. I don't think she's going to interpret that as, oh, this guy doesn't have any nads at all. She just wants to make sure he's not going to be super aggressive with these dudes.
To me, it's like a lose-lose situation because you flirt with him and then he gets in his mind, oh, she's not a loyal gal. And so, like, for all she knows, he could have some kind of litmus test for testing out the women in his life to see if they're loyal. And then if he is a hothead, well, then you find out that he has anger issues. I just feel like there needs to be a better test.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know how you win.
As I was looking at Cassie, I was interpreting your look like, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. If she knows that she has a trend of always getting this kind of guy, I think this is a great way to like have them pass the litmus test. I mean, if she's flirting with somebody else in public and based on their reaction, it doesn't hurt anybody. And, you know, like, you're going to find out sooner or later. So if she's in a long-term relationship with this guy and then she's like, oh my God, some guy hit on me today, and he pops his lid and blows his lid and gets mad at her, I think it's a great way to weed out people early on.
Well, there's a risk here also. Like, if I'm the dude on the date and she's using this as her litmus test and I don't know that, so disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out again.
It's not the test for me. Like, you are hurting somebody. You're being disrespectful to the person you're on a date with. If I'm on a date with a guy and he's actively flirting with other women, I'm hurt.
I'm pissed.
I feel like
I just disrespected.
Most solid guys, I feel like, in a situation like that would handle it that way, where they wouldn't say anything in the moment, but in the back of my mind, I know I'm never calling you again.
Right.
Like, this ends here.
What if it's not like outright flirting so much as just an interaction, a prolonged interaction with one other man?
Like somebody just being like having a kind conversation with somebody.
Because that would be, so I can see your point of view. And yeah, putting myself in those shoes, you're right. I would feel the same way. I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I almost swore. Can you tell? But I think also, if it's the kind of person who's going to get angry quickly, if you're like, you're getting coffee and the barista's male and you just have a really nice smiley conversation that's not flirty and they get annoyed at that, that's the red flag.
That's a really good point. Because dudes that I know that are really jealous and possessive will see any interaction between her and him as an opportunity to be jealous. So if it's a quote-unquote innocent conversation about whatever, and he's still upset about that, then I think you're spot on. Hey, Tracy, thank you for calling. I love when you guys call when I don't give out the phone number. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. What's up?
Oh, that's so funny. Good morning. Yes, I know the phone number by heart. So I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but it seems to me like she needs that attention. And, of course, it is a red flag when someone is aggressive or overly protective, but it's almost like she needs that validation to feel secure with someone. But I don't understand why you would ever put any man in that situation where he has to, you know, feel bad about himself. You're flirting with someone else on the first or second date. That's an awful feeling.
Yeah.
Like, she's a huge red flag.
Yeah, I feel like she's spending a lot of time focusing on the dude's reaction and not focusing enough time on why she seems to be picking the same type of guy that has the same problem over and over and over.
The Bird Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, before we get Rebecca on to do today what she was going to do yesterday, I never in my life have I driven 1 hour for a meal. Never. Tommy does it regularly to Buc-ee's.
Two hours.
An hour there, hour back. Yep. Buc-ee's.
You guys kill me with this. You act like going across Atlanta is like this quest you have to go
this
on.
This isn't across Atlanta.
Yeah, but you could
you
go.
Went an
you
hour.
Could, you could drive an hour from one end of Atlanta to like Alpharetta. And you think it's like, oh my God, no. That's so far away.
Technically, he's not wrong. Because, I mean, I live in Buckhead. And sometimes, if I'm leaving at like 5 o'clock to go downtown, it's going to take me
y'all
an hour.
Act like, okay, for example, if you come out to my house, I live in Powder Springs. What up, The Rock? He's my neighbor. And you act like it's a long ways away.
It is.
It's not. It is.
I had to go to a soccer game in Powder Springs last week, and I just kept going.
I can be here in 26 minutes. Sure, I drive 90 miles an hour, but I could be here.
Okay, hold on. So from Powder Springs, it took you how long to get to this Buc-ee's, and what city was that in?
I didn't go to Powder Springs. I just left straight from work, and I just kept driving. It's like Forrest Gump. I feel like running.
But for Buc-ee's, I mean, if you're going to go that far, like you would think Michelin star restaurant.
Dude, ask Mo. Try to brisket.
Your great Buc-ee's experience, would you go an hour out of your way for Buc-ee's?
You can't ask him. He doesn't even have a car.
You just said ask Mo.
He did just say ask Mo. You want him to ask me or not, Tommy? I can see 30 minutes. An hour is insane.
But see, it's like 30 minutes from my house. Well,
an hour is crazy.
It's 40. There's a sign if you keep driving, it says 46 miles to Buc-ee's.
It tells you every single mile.
And I'm like, that's not that far.
I never met somebody that travels so far for a cardiac arrest.
I was craving brisket the other day, and I drove 10 minutes to DBA Barbecue on Roswell Road, and it was delicious.
And you know what?
I just thought, I wish I thought of this yesterday, but I thought about it this morning. next time I go to Bucky's, I spent an hour in there, y'all, just looking at stuff. So what I'm going to do
Bucky's foreplay.
Next time, I'm going to take notes on different items, and we're going to play Bucky's Price is Right.
No, we can do that, but also, I have an idea, because we just got an email yesterday about our Christmas party. So I think our secret Santa, you must buy your gift from Bucky's for the person that you're buying for.
Or we should have the Christmas party at Bucky's. All right, Rebecca, we've got unfinished business from yesterday. Let's recap this and let's get right in here.
Yes, so I went to a girls' trip in Ireland, and all of the European men were ready to pledge allegiance to Abby. But unfortunately, they were willing to basically step on me to get to her, which had me feeling a little bit like a duff, a.k.a. a designated ugly fat friend.
Which we've already established that you are not.
No, I'm a certified hottie. Noted.
Sexy.
Damn right.
No, duffs don't exist. But women, I think, are routinely, maybe not routinely, but sometimes made to feel like one when they go to the bar and their friend starts getting hit on and they feel ignored.
Leftovers. Instead of the duff, you're the third wheel.
Third wheel is
sometimes just- you're the seventh wheel. I've had friends where I've had to act like the bouncer for them. Like, I had a friend where we were at a bar in Nashville and she was lined up like she was freaking Mickey Mouse and everyone was just waiting to meet her. And I was like, 5 minutes, chump. Like, she's got to finish up with this loser.
That is kind of how I felt, because we were all sitting at a table in this pub. This European man, I think he was British, from Manchester. He was sitting next to me. I was in the middle of him and Abby. First mistake, first of all. And he wouldn't look me in the eye. He would not listen to any point of conversation that I tried to contribute. And at one point, he literally leaned over me so that he could get as close to Abby as possible. To which I said, "Would you like to switch seats with me?" And he ignored me.
Oh, that's the worst. When they, like, you're not even there.
Right.
All right. So.
Did you tell him, Abby, dude, you're such a turnoff right now because you're being so rude to my friend?
Can I be honest? I didn't know it was happening in the moment. Because in my opinion, he's getting close to me because I literally couldn't hear this man. The bass was bumping. Coldplay was in town. So they were just playing the same seven songs over and over again. And for me, I was trying to talk to everybody. So I'm kind of known for being oblivious. I had no idea this was even happening.
All right, so what's your advice for those that find themselves in the same spot?
I invented a Duff Destroyer Care Kit.
Okay.
I have 5 household items that are guaranteed to make every woman worthy of eye contact by that annoying man at the bar.
Now, are you supposed to bring these with you to the bar / club, or these are pre-attending party?
So you'd have to have a pretty big fanny pack to carry all of this around. But this
you brought a box in. I can see you just walking in an old bar with a box.
You know what I'm thinking? You need to sell these two bars so they can have like those kits where you have to break the glass to get into it.
Have them in the bathroom.
Yes. So they're in every woman's bathroom, every man's bathroom, Duff kits.
Duff Fibulator.
Yeah.
Duff Fibulator. Okay.
Duff Fibulator. Thank you.
Really, we
that was brilliant. I'm sorry. We need a moment for that.
My work is done.
Yes. Yes. In case of emergency, here is the Duff Destroyer Kit. Presenting the first item. It is literally a dog training clicker. He can't hear you. Now he can.
Okay. All right. Get his attention.
Use this to punctuate your sentences. But Rebecca, what if he's a visual person?
Uh-huh.
No sweat.
A cat toy?
It's a cat jingle jangle toy.
So it's one that's like on a rod and it's got like a fishing line to a bunch of colors and a bell.
Look at me.
It's very colorful. Put this in his line of sight.
Yes.
See if he can remain unfazed.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Maybe if you strap some Cheetos to it too, it'll really get his attention.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm glad you said that because the third item, it takes sort of a hard left turn. Let's say the cat jingle jangle toy, it worked well. He was very responsive. Immediately, you take this out. You pass him a fruit snack.
Pavlov's dog's training him.
That will get his attention.
Give him a tweet.
You need to positively condition men. Every time he looks you in the eye or responds to something you said.
These are tricks I use with my toddler, Rebecca. Like, literally some of these things. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Do we really evolve that much from our toddlers?
Pass him a single fruit snack. Okay. Uh-huh. Now you've sort of assaulted a bunch of his senses. He might be feeling overstimulated, overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You need to reorient him, bring him back home, which is why you take out this and you spritz him. Axe body spray, blue lavender. Hey,
I think that's underrated. I got to be honest
you
with
you. You would like to spray it in here. Do not spray it in here. I will hurt you. Don't do it.
Honestly, do it.
Don't.
No, it's lavender. Hello. Don't do it.
Please don't.
I do. The worst thing about me is that I kind of like this smell.
I think Axe is underrated. I'll say it.
I think it's rated exactly right.
But this calms the man.
Okay.
But let's say you went through all four products. Mm-hmm. You should usually be able to stop there. But in case of true emergency, if he hasn't responded to anything, you bring out the emergency big red button. Slap it on the table in front of him. Hit the button and this noise will play.
Greetings, insert male name. It is important that I bring to your attention the fact that I am a human woman sitting here. You can speak to me and also hit on my friend. Godspeed on your endeavor.
I think the combination of all of them is a pretty good safety net.
It's just brilliant. For someone.
It's brilliant. Brilliant. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.